Hi there, my name is Damien. I'm a paediatric emergency medicine consultant here in Leicester, and I'm here with Dr. Pro Mukherjee.
Hi, I'm Pro Mukherjee, and I'm a consultant in emergency medicine here in Leicester as well.
Excellent. So, as you may know by now, I've been going around the department talking to a number of my consultant colleagues for short video casts, and I've always been really impressed by Pro's interests. And he's often been very passionate about compassion itself. And so I thought it would be useful just to sit down for 5 to 10 minutes or so and discuss a few themes, because I think they are important to all of us. One of the things that's become very clear over the last couple of years, and especially since the Francis report in the United Kingdom, is the concept of compassion and how that fits in with care, commitment, and qualities that we all hope that healthcare professionals have, such as the way that they deal with patients and their families. And the 6 C's is a major governmental initiative to ensure that all staff are aware that it's not just clinical practice that's important, it's everything that goes around it. The difficulty with that sometimes is that it can be seen as a bit of a top-down initiative, that you're kind of having the 6 C's or compassion forced on you, and that might be off-putting to some. So one of the things I think about is how we ensure that the compassion agenda means something to every healthcare professional working in the NHS or in any healthcare organisation in the world. So, Pro, do you have any thoughts on that?
Yes. I think it's, in many ways, it's a question of getting a balance. We often have a huge emphasis on knowing what is the latest evidence on a way of doing something. And it's sort of balancing that with not just the clinical evidence of why we do a particular diagnostic test or a treatment, but how we do it. It's combining that the two. And while we've often focused on perhaps trials and evidence and randomization and other things, which gives us good scientific answers perhaps, it's also balancing how do we translate those answers into practice in a humane, kind way. So I think that's, they merge hand in hand, and it's very often getting that balance, which sometimes we can lose in our quest for more and more evidence. We sometimes forget why we're doing it and how we can best provide that care.
Yeah, I think that's a really good frame to put things around. And it was especially useful for me because when I met Pro to kind of discuss what we'd be doing, I put forward an idea that compassion was kind of part of a bigger picture that linked in with quality of care or safety of care. And Pro quite rightly challenged me that why I was putting compassion as a separate component to quality and safety or evidence, etc. And I thought, actually, that's a really good point. Why am I compartmentalizing compassion, as it were? Do you want to kind of expand on that? Or?
I guess it's something which I have found fascinating as I've explored compassion deeper and deeper. When I started, I thought it was an element that we added to the care we provide. Whereas as I explored it and understood it, I found that compassion it's not the icing on a cake, it's the foundation itself. It is integrated in every single thing we do. And I think a lot of times with compassion leadership teaching and training, when people compartmentalize compassion into its own separate identity, it loses the essence of what compassion is. Compassion is so intrinsic to us as human beings. It can be part of everything we do. It is part of everything we do. So it started making me wonder, ask the question, is compassion really something different? Or is it just part of what we do, an inherent, invisible part?
Yeah, and Pro gave a brilliant example of how this works. So I was drinking a cup of coffee as we were talking, and he picked up the coffee cup and just took one side of it. And if you take one side of the coffee cup, you make a judgment, I suppose, on the coffee or the coffee that might be in it. But what happens if I show you the other side? What emotions or what feelings do you now have about that particular cup of coffee? It's the same coffee, it's the same cup, but that slightly different view may make all the difference. And then taking kind of the analogy a bit further, and I didn't realize this, that the little kind of cardboard things that go around the coffee cup are to help you not drop them, and they're a safety tool. Shows you how much I know. But the interesting thing about that, it remains the same coffee cup, but now it has a safe element added into it. But actually, the quality of the coffee within it is still a very personal reflection or taste. Do you think that's a good way of looking at things, or have I even compartmentalized that too much?
I think that is good. I think that particularly in an emergency department, we often emphasize the safety element of care. And I think we do that right across medicine in general. Sometimes we sort of separate safety from compassion, safety from the quality of care. We focus as safety as the key determinant of what is a high quality service. And I guess the coffee cup example is a very good way of making it easier to understand that when we're having coffee, we want to have it safely. We want to not burn our hand, hence, you know, the cardboard sleeve. We want to drink it in sips, hence why you have the mouth so that it doesn't spill over us and burn us. But when we're buying coffee, we're not necessarily buying it for the cup or for the cardboard sleeve. We're buying the coffee for what it gives us, that the feeling that the coffee will bring to us. So when we focus on safety as the overriding focus of a quality system and forget compassion, it's almost forgetting what is the essence of the coffee and focusing in purely on the cup and its peripheries. I think that that's sort of a way of understanding. And yes, I would like good healthcare, which is like the good coffee. I would like it given to me with a smile, which is the compassion side of it. And I would like it given to me safely, hence the cup, its cardboard sleeve, and its plastic lid.
I think that's a brilliant example. So we've probably run out of time for this particular slot. And I think compassion in emergency care in particular, there's a lot of directions it's going to take. And I think there's a bit more understanding that we can all have that will improve all our practices. So thanks for listening. So it's goodbye from me.
And goodbye from me.
And hopefully we'll be speaking to you soon. Cheers. Bye for now.